Okay, we have a motion on the floor to deny. We have a second. Do we have some discussion? I'd like to hear from the assessor first of all.
Only that they should be alerted that our new valuation that was done in April brings us up to $11 million for 2023.
But they certainly can come in with an income approach to you and discuss those things. They still have time to come in and present that to you potentially.
David, this is an entire resort.
Right.
And I'm good at doing the motels and the low income housing, but this is an entire complex. I don't know that I
understand.
State tax commission.
Well, but if the state tax commission gets to that, then they're going to have an opinion by the time we get here next year.
They'll have a paid appraisal, and so will we.
They'll have an opinion as to that value.
I wasn't aware the 2023 value was already established.
We've started reappraising.
Well, they've just gone out and assessed again for the upcoming year. It just happens that they've already done that, and you're here at the hearing. It could have happened later in the year.
What is the methodology that they used to come up with $11 million? Is that cost?
No.
We just used the CAMA tax system.
Can you hear the assessor?
The CAMA cost?
We have a program called Honeycut, and it values the buildings based on what is in them, that we know is in them, like it'll be sprinkler systems, a roof, what your outside materials are.
It's like you're getting costs, and so I understand what's coming through.
Okay,
well, that's fine. We will be coming with the income and expense, and I'll tell you that in no way, shape, or form will it support that value. You'd have to have a cap rate of 1%.
And we would need to see 22.
And please understand. Sure. And please understand, we are a citizen board. We have developed over the course of time some expertise in some of this stuff. But when you're talking about the income approach on this, it's probably something better suited for the tax commission. We don't feel comfortable with our knowledge base at this point, and that's why the motion has been made. And the tax commission is a de novo proceeding. You can present whatever you want there. So it's not going to – what we do is not going to affect your ability to get them to do something. I just want to make sure you understand that. Okay?
I understand, but then it's onerous upon us to hire legal counsel –
third
party appraisals.
You're not required to go up to the tax commission, certainly. The tax commission actually works remotely for a lot of the people at this point, and so I understand that you perceive it's going to be a lot more onerous than here, but they're going to let you present whatever you want, and it should not be a significant. And you're not the only person that we have done this with on these kinds of cases, so we're not singling you out, certainly. Do you have a question? We have a motion as to this property. Do you have any other comments before we rule on that motion?
No, sir.
Okay. We have a motion to deny the decrease in valuation on BOE 2022-15. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. It's denied as to 2022-15. And of course, when you get that decision, you can go to the state tax commission, as I've indicated. Now you have a second property which has been appealed here, which is BOE 2022-14, ends in 0.003.
Okay.
Tell us what those are.
This is the vacation villas owned by Wealth Resort.
Now, these are the timeshare properties?
Yes.
Okay. I have a value here that says $1,815,395. Is that wrong? Is that not what
2023 is?
That's
valuation.
Another 2023.
I don't know why we have that on our thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna save us time, make a motion that we send this on to the state tax commission as well.
because the valuation has been the same for the last 5 years, 4 years on this one as well. The motion is to deny.
Yes.
The valuation. There's a second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah. Thank you for your time. We'll see you
at okay. And we, of course, aren't involved as a citizen board. They just take our decision. And you followed the proper procedure this year. You'll get your full hearing up there. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate your time.
Are you guys familiar with the Shuttered Venue Program? Shuttered Venue Program.
What did they call this section? You said it was timeshares?
Yes.
It was timeshares.
They do have a timeshare.
That's the Villas.
Section of their resort.
How?
It is a nice resort.
Shuttered Venue was similar to the PPP program.
Okay.
It was for theaters and just like them. And I think what they got is they got I think 80% of their revenue from 2019.
Okay.
When he says it's suffering, I mean, they've gotten...
Suffering's relative.
Well, yeah. 80% of $6 billion.
Yeah.
Well, I'd hate to throw that in as a factor. We'll let the state...
No, I'm just saying it for enlightenment purposes, you know.
These bankers that call you about the PPP and, take this,
Okay. Are we likely to have a similar conversation here with these? Do we have a bunch of income figures on Marriott as well? That is BOE 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I'm inclined to send this on to the state tax commission.
Well, let's find out what they're asking. I mean, have they sent in a bunch of, is this an income approach as well that they've sent in?
I think they've only sent in
or
thing here.
Valuation.
Let me look.
What are they proposing these go down to, just out of curiosity? And do we have the 2023 figures again on this, or is this 22?
I don't know. Let me take a look and see what I've got here.
For instance, BOE 4 or 6 says 1.279551. Is that the 20 or 23?
No, it doesn't look like we've done it after the 21.
Okay, so that is the 22 value.
Yeah, 21 is the same as 22 right now.
How long has it been that price, by the way? Probably for a while.
I don't even know which one you're on, but I'm just looking
or
at one of the Marriott's.
Or the appraised value, 2022-6.
We may want a better one today, Lee.
Okay, here's what I've got from them.
Looks like not much.
Not much. And this here was just on, came in with the number 12, but it may be all of them, because, they...
Is that financials?
Yeah, they've, again, got some income figures and some cap average declines across the country, forecast, realty rates... Have their values on these properties remained the same for how long?
In 21, they went up a little bit. Let's see. I'm looking at 2022-09.
Is this on Green Mountain Drive?
They have... Okay. I don't know if that's the address, but it's 1200 Bartow Road.
Ten is a mountain music theater.
Gotcha. I don't know if that Bartow Road is their mailing address and somewhere else or if that's here.
I think it's
Bartow Road's Lakeland, Florida.
This is okay. Behind the Presley's there, I think. Yeah.
Behind the Presley's.
There's the map.
I mean, they've got seven different parcels on here. One of them owned by HAB.
There's the half. That's it.
Oh, so they've got buildings that probably are timeshared that are.
It's,
and then they have some vacant land over there.
So we reassessed in 21 because they did go up, I believe, in price in 21. Things changed. So, but again. This should go to State Tax Commission. This is a huge resort. And the numbers that they gave us, when I'm looking at this one here,
What is this one here?
This one here is 12 that I have highlighted.
This one is 2022, 09, 08, and 11. These are nightly rental things they've done, I guess, out of timeshare things. And they've reversed their nights rented versus or their residential versus commercial. They made themselves like three quarters commercial, one quarter residential. So, again, this is very complicated. I would just request that you
ever.
Send them on.
Huh?
COVID year, they had their best year ever.
Huh. Well, I mean, I guess trying to anticipate this here, part of this appeal on vacant land? It looks like we've got at least...
No, the vacant land is not in this appeal, in any of these appeals.
Okay, so all of these are properties.
It's on the amenities.
All these are commercial properties.
Mr. Chairman, I would recommend either we call them I'm going to make a motion.
Yeah, I'm going to call. All right.
Is being forwarded to a Mitel voicemail system. Extension 2372 is not available. Please leave a message at the tone. When finished, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I was calling in for your appeals on Marriott. You have approximately seven different parcels here. if somebody wants to try to call us back quickly, please do. Otherwise, we may have to make a motion and send this on to the tax commission, but